When I was in first grade, I lived in Massachusetts, and one of my favorite spring activities was going out with my friends to the pond down the street. There was so much to discover in that pond. So my friends and I would look for frogs, tadpoles, and snakes. We would collect as many as we could find, and we'd put them in a bucket, and then we'd take them back to my friend's garage to watch them and kind of play with them. And then when we were done, we would return them back to the pond. The next day, we would head to the pond again and do the very same thing. It was so much fun to play with frogs and snakes and watch those tadpoles swim. Well, in second grade, my family moved to Connecticut. And that's where I went from playing with snakes to having a real fear of them. You see, one day my dad was out chopping wood behind our house, and he flipped over a log, and he was startled by a family of copperhead snakes. Now, copperhead snakes are poisonous. And within a week, the copperhead snakes were found in my mom's flower garden and on our back porch. I heard for the first time that snakes were dangerous, and we weren't allowed to play with those snakes because they could hurt us. Well, that was it. From that time on, I have had a huge fear of snakes. Now, there is a rational fear of poisonous snakes, and that's healthy. It isn't ever safe to play with poisonous snakes. However, not all snakes are poisonous, and most of them, especially in Minnesota, well, they aren't even poisonous or dangerous. Yet, my fear of snakes affects me to this day, and when I see one, I scream and I jump on the nearest person I can find. Fear. All of us have experienced some kind of fear in our lives. Some of our fears keep us safe, and yet others, well, those fears can hinder us and rob us of the joy and peace that life has to offer. The disciples, they were experiencing fear in our reading today. They were hiding in a locked room after Jesus had been crucified. They were afraid of what would happen to them if they were discovered. Let's take a look at today's reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. And as he spoke these words, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again he said, "Peace be with you." Okay, here's the situation that the disciples found themselves in. They were known followers of Jesus, and they trusted that Jesus would be the Savior of the world. But then everything fell apart. Suddenly, Jesus was seen as a criminal, and the masses, the Jewish leaders, and all the townspeople turned against Jesus and those who followed him, and they had him crucified. So not only did Jesus die, but because they followed him, now the disciples felt their lives were in danger, and so they locked the doors because they were so afraid. They were afraid if they were discovered, they would potentially die the very same death that Jesus did. And as they hovered in fear, the last thing that the disciples were ever expecting to see was Jesus. And when Jesus shared those amazing words, "Peace be with you," it melted the fear from their hearts. Now, that fear of the disciples huddled together in that room almost 2,000 years ago was real. And they locked those doors hoping to keep everyone out. But there was one they couldn't keep out, and that was Jesus. You know, you and I, we have fears as well. And many of us, we will lock our car doors or we'll lock the doors to our homes every day, every night. And that's good. But fear can also cause us to lock another door. And I'm not talking about the door to our home or to our car, talking about the door to our hearts. We often lock the door of our hearts because we are afraid. We're afraid of being rejected, of being hurt or betrayed. And when we lock the doors of our hearts, we miss out on peace. Think about rejection. Rejection's painful. You know what? I remember not being invited to a friend's party because I was a pastor. Well, that sense of rejection has stayed with me. There are times when I'm afraid of sharing what I really think or what I really feel, because then people may not like what I say and then leave me out. You know what? I know I'm not alone. Think of the times in your life where you've been rejected. We hide behind our heart's locked door, and that can keep us from meaningful relationships, and that's no way to live. After being rejected, it often takes time to unlock our hearts to be open again and find peace. You know what? We also can lock the doors of our hearts out of fear of getting hurt. What if I step out there and then my heart gets broken? Oh, it hurts so much when our heart breaks. When we often feel out of control, we find ourselves trying to lock that heart door because we're afraid of getting hurt again. You know, I'm a dog person and I love dogs. And I was so excited when we adopted a dog when our girls were young. Our girls were 4 and 6 and it was a perfect time. So we adopted this dog and our girls named him Toto. Now, Toto was a Pekingese with an attitude, trust me, but we loved him. And he was a significant part of our family. When Toto died, our girls were in college and it was devastating. It hurt so much. In fact, I hurt so much that I said I would never get another dog again. It was just too painful to love a dog only to have him die. I locked my heart out of fear of feeling hurt again. I just didn't want to feel that ever again. I just wanted to be at peace. You know, another way we can lock our heart's door is for fear of being betrayed. Remember who was hiding in our reading today, the disciples. They were afraid of their very own people, their own family, their own friends. You know, sometimes betrayal from our own family or friends hurts the worst. Did I say sometimes? Nope. Betrayal by the people we love hurts every single time. And out of fear of being betrayed, we can lock our heart's door. When we find ourselves locking our hearts out of fear, you know what? It holds us back from living the life that God intends for us. So instead of living in peace, we live in fear. And Jesus knows this about us. He knows the fears we experience, rejection, hurt, and betrayal. He knows this because that's exactly what he experienced here. He experienced rejection, hurt, and betrayal. In our reading today, he also knew the fear of those disciples in that locked room. And so what does Jesus do about it? He walks right through that locked door and says, "Peace be with you." Peace be with you. Jesus shares with his disciples the words that melt in the face of fear. Peace. Peace be with you. You don't have to be afraid. It's me, and I'm here, and I'm with you all the time. I'm with you now and forever to bring you peace. And Jesus says those same words to you and me. When we lock the doors of our hearts, Jesus says, "Peace, peace be with you." And he knows the fear of our locked hearts, and he knows what his peace brings us. This peace that Jesus gives to his disciples that day, and that peace he gives to you and I, is a life-giving peace. You know, it's important to remember that the peace that Jesus gives us does not bring an absence of conflict. It's not about a life that is free of struggle. For in John 14, Jesus tells us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." The peace that Jesus gives us allows us to unlock our hearts through knowing that He is dwelling in us. It is a sense of peace that comes over us. You know what? I felt that sense of peace when my family decided to adopt another rescue dog. My heart was unlocked. I was able to open it up and take in another dog. Okay, it took 2 years after Toto died, but then we adopted Max. And Max has been such a blessing to not only my family, but everyone who sees Max. Max is a happy dog. That peace that Jesus brings is a deep heart knowledge, knowing that no matter what we go through, Jesus dwells within us, and that God's presence through Jesus in us knows no locked door. There is no door that can keep God out. There is not a locked door and a locked heart out there. So what are the ways we can live into this peace? Well, let's try this today. Take a few moments right now and allow the words peace echo in your mind and your heart. In the next few moments, repeat the words over and over again. God's peace dwells in me. God's peace dwells in me. Give time every day to receive this gift of peace. There is no locked door, no locked heart that will keep God's love through Jesus Christ out, especially the door to your heart. Amen.